The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourself that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If he comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. I stumbled upon a book recently that was originally published back in 1999, but it remains so popular that even 20 years later, it continues to be updated. The title is The Worst Case Scenario Handbook. It's just what it says it is, a handbook of methods and ways to survive some of life's worst case scenarios. And it continues to be updated because the world continues to dish out new scenarios that we can get ourselves into. And some of these scenarios seem pretty far-fetched from our lives here in this part of Texas, like what to do in the event of an elephant stampede, how to fend off a pirate attack, or how to treat frostbite. Chances are we're probably safe from that one. But others are much closer. How to survive a flash flood or levee break. What to do for heat exhaustion, and how to survive if you are in the line of gunfire. I pray we never need this one, though I have to admit, I've read it. By the number of worst-case scenarios brought to life in this book, it looks as if our own homes, our neighborhoods, and our world are places to be feared. That we should expend effort on our safety and on being prepared for the worst. The reality is, it's just not humanly possible to do. And there are some scenarios missing from the worst case scenario handbook, like how we help our aging family members and friends live out their days with dignity. Where to begin when someone we love receives a diagnosis that's life-changing. How to survive the loss, the grief, when death takes a loved one from us. I don't believe it is humanly possible to prepare for these either. However, in our scripture lesson from the Gospel of Luke this morning, we hear Jesus teaching his little flock that we need to be prepared, dressed and ready for action, lamps lit, alert and waiting for the knock on the door. Don't leave your house exposed to the thief waiting to break in. Be prepared for when the Son of Man comes at an unexpected hour. The preparation that Jesus teaches in this lesson and parable is not for the worst case scenario, even though it does sound frightening and has some urgency. He is teaching us to prepare with the best case scenario. And rather than buying a handbook to give us knowledge about what to do if and when the worst comes, we can practice a way of life that strengthens us and comforts us for when it does. So let's begin where Jesus begins. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. In Scripture, he says this a lot, doesn't he? And for good reason. Because sometimes we are afraid. We fear the known and unknown, what's right in front of us, and what's out there somewhere yet to come. And Jesus knows that in the human life, fear is a powerful motivator for many of our worst human behaviors. And we witness how this is played out every day, locally, nationally, and globally. Many times our first instinct is to defend ourselves from what we fear, to insulate ourselves from people and situations we deem fearful, to protect ourselves from loss and disruption, and get back as quickly as we can to our realm of safety and control. But listen closely to what Jesus says next. It is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God's good pleasure to give us the kingdom as a gift to us and for us. We are given the kingdom of God, the way of love, the life that never ends. This is the greatest gift, to relieve us of our fears about life today. And yet it's a gift we are so challenged to fully receive. Jesus continues to tell us not to be afraid. We already have the kingdom, everything we need for a fearless life. Nevertheless, we continue to live in the anxiety and pressure of trying to control it all. Maybe that's why Jesus also suggests that our possessions, our purses, are not as useful as we think to protect us. He tells us they are all exposed to thieves and decay. They will not last and will not sustain us. Only God will do that. In the deep, dark times of life, possessions mean almost nothing. They are invisible, really. And what is real and in the moment is the presence of people, the love of family and friends, the kindness and compassion of the church, the prayers, the food, the visits, all of it. And sometimes even the presence of strangers, willing to defy their own fears and be present to another whose pain is all too familiar and they recognize. This is what Jesus' parable of being ready and prepared does for us. It reminds us that left solely to our humanness, we probably won't be willing, ready, or prepared for the worst case scenario. And a handbook will be of no help. Our help comes when we seek the kingdom of God first. What comes next is what we do to practice our place in the kingdom life. In praying, engaging scripture, worshiping, and receiving communion together. Practicing extending our time, talents, and treasures in ways that stretch us just a bit beyond comfort. Committing to deeply love the people we live with in our own homes. Meeting and getting to know our neighbors, starting with the people right next door, and then the next house, and the next one. Calling on the ones we know who are alone. Risking being vulnerable to someone else by asking for the help we need. to cry with someone, laugh with someone, and that may all be in the same conversation. Truly listening to the voice that is calling and urging us to do something that we know will be hard. Resisting it, perhaps denying it, and then courageously doing it anyway. Being alert and attentive to the person right in front of you, as if being with them in this moment is the only thing that matters, because it is, to them and to you. And saying, "I love you," every time you think of it. As we practice living like this, God promises that we won't be alone. God will join us. God will be right here serving up all that we need to keep us going again and again and again to build us up as the people of the kingdom. The more we practice, the stronger we get. We know this to be true within our own bodies. So it is with the body of Christ. Our strength and comfort are in each other, right here, right now. Why wait for the worst case scenario to come like a thief? Jesus points us to the best case scenario when he says, "Do not be afraid. Receive the kingdom. Build your treasure here, and your heart will follow." And I'm not afraid to add, practice, 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 like our lives depend on it, because they do.